God. Even when I'm not in church, you make me want to be a man who makes you laugh, who makes you proud. Wanna be everything you need. You make me wanna make you love me. Oh yeah. You make me wanna make you love me.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden in New Orleans to outline the latest mission of the Cancer Moonshot, including the DARPA-H project. It's modeled on the Pentagon's research arm to share information in health research.
DARPA-H does for biomedicine what DARPA does for technology, driving breakthroughs to prevent, detect, and treat diseases including cancer, Alzheimer's and diabetes, and so much more.
The Cancer Moonshot aims to reduce cancer deaths by half in the next 25 years. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz speaking to union members in L.A. in his first solo appearance as the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Corrections officers in North Carolina are offering a $25,000 reward for information that will lead them to the capture of Ramon Alston. The convicted murderer escaped just before a doctor's appointment. Tropical storm Ernesto is expected to be a hurricane by the time it reaches Puerto Rico. This is ABC News. Elon Musk's SpaceX company is in hot water. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Every time SpaceX launches rockets from its South Texas spaceport, it sprays thousands of gallons of cooling water onto the concrete pad. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality says it's received over a dozen complaints alleging that contaminated water has been released either near or into bodies of water at spaceport. SpaceX has issued a statement insisting that the so-called deluge system causes no harm to the environment.
The FAA was supposed to hold a series of public meetings for SpaceX to increase launches and landings of its Starship, but those have been postponed. Changes brewing at Starbucks. Brian Niccol appointed chairman and chief executive officer starting September 9th. He's been the CEO of Chipotle since 2018. Starbucks shares jumped 21% on the news. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up!
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much more. call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Mostly clear tonight. Patchy fog is possible with a low of 58. Warms tomorrow with clouds gradually thickening with a high of 83. Becoming muggy tomorrow night with fog possible as rain rolls in after midnight, low 65. Winds will be out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Also cloudy and humid on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms bring heavy rain, high 78, and mostly cloudy Friday and still damp with off and on showers tapering off in the evening, high 76. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly sunny right now, and our current temperature is 82 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. Hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to.
far, but we're still rolling. I look in the rear view and I see dead flowers in the yard and that string of lights. And it ain't glowing like dead flowers. Like dead flowers. He ain't feeling anything. My road, my hurt, all the stain of this rain. I'm driving through a hurricane. All he can say is that ain't it such a nice day. Hey, hey, I guess we'll just go away. Like dead flowers.
Love is a ship, time is the ocean, and life is a trip. You don't know where you're going till you know where you're at. And if you can't read the stars, well, you better have a map, a compass and a conscience so you don't get lost at sea or on some old lonely island where no one wants to be. From the beginning of creation, I think our Maker had a plan for us to leave these shores and sail beyond the sand and let the good light guide us through the waves and the wind to the beaches in a world where we have never been. And we'll climb up on the mountain, y'all, we'll let our voices ring. When those who've never tried it, they'll be the first to sing. I see you on the other side, if I make it. And it might be a long, hard ride, but I'm gonna take it. Sometimes it seems that I don't have a prayer, I let the weather take me anywhere, but I know that wanna go where the streets are gold, cause you'll be there. Oh my, my. You don't bring nothing with you here, and you can't take nothing back. I ain't never seen a hearse with a luggage rack, so I've torn my knees up praying, scarred my back from falling down. I spent so much time flying high till I'm face first in the ground. So if you're up there watching me, would you talk to God and say, tell him I might need a hand to see you both someday. I see you on the other side, if I make it. And it might be a long, hard ride, but I wanna take it. Sometimes it seems that I don't. cause you'll be there. Oh my, my, cause you'll be there. Oh my, my.
Solo maintenance, don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wine, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light, radio slows down. Box winding her up, Duke goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
That was Walker Hayes with Fancy Like. I think it's one of his bigger hits. It was really popular. But you know, the funny thing about the song is it came out and it's like, it was really popular. It got a lot of airplay and kind of died off, so you don't hear it much anymore. But I love that song though, so I just wanted to share that with each and every one of you on this Tuesday evening, along with music by George Strait and Miranda Lambert as well. And I'm Tim Thede, and I will be here till 8 o'clock tonight. I'll be bringing you some great music for your entertainment. And later on, too, this evening, we'll be hearing from Joanne Krulots, who will be giving us some election updates on what's happening with the elections. And speaking of that, if you haven't had a chance to do so, get out and vote. Be sure to get out and vote this evening. And the polls are open until 8 o'clock, so get out and make your voice count and, you know, vote whoever you think should be the best to win in the primary, and hopefully, you know, the one that you voted for is the victor. We'll wait and see, but Joanne, like I said, Joanne will have some updates on that, and we may even have some updates from civic media. We'll see what happens as the evening goes on. Right now, it's a beautiful 82 degrees outside, a little on the warm side, but it is summer, so this is summer-like. But otherwise, can't complain one bit. Had kind of a light breeze out there, probably around 3 miles per hour was the breeze outside. But other than that, beautiful evening in Richland Center. And there are a couple meetings going on this evening. First of all, the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, so they're meeting tonight. And that meeting is from 6:30 until 8. The meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or a Zoom link, you can call 608-604-7743. Then the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267's next business meeting is going to be tonight at the American Legion Post 13 Hall. Comradeship starts at 6:30, and the business meeting starts at 7. All VFW Post 2267 members and those who feel they may be eligible to join are encouraged to attend. Coming up next, from 2019, Kaylee Rose singing about stuff.
A ragged flannel t-shirt left in the closet up on the hanger. Even though you're not around, can't bring myself to take it down. Your coffee cup on the shelf in my kitchen, in the red wine we were saving for Christmas. Picture frames collecting dust, kept everything right where it was. I'm holding on to everything I've got. Holding, yeah, I'm holding. Can't do no right, can't give you up. Cause baby, it's easier said than done. I know you're gone, and it's just a if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And I'm not ready to say goodbye. Cause when it's love, it's not just stuff. No, it ain't just stuff. No, it ain't just stuff. I know that I can just buy a new blanket, take out the rug that we got and replace it. Wonder what you've kept in mind. I can't even lie, it's crossed my mind. I'm holding on to everything I've got.
you gonna do when you got nothing going on?
I reckon I'll pack it on up, pack it on up.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. That was Drinking Buddies with Lee Brice featuring Haley Witters and Nate Smith. And our time is 6:28. And the Brewers are playing tonight. They'll be taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. They lost last night, so let's see if they can bounce back this evening. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, I should say, from AmFam Field. You can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey businesses, would you like to advertise on Badger Sports on WRCE? Hank has the deal for you. Not only do you get two spots in every game, but out of game you get two spots every day, Monday through Saturday, plus two spots overnight, all for just $250 per month. Restrictions do apply, and you must continue with current advertising. Contact Henry Bray right away for this and other advertising deals. Call Hank at 608-485-1201 or email henry.bray@civicmedia.us.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil D. I'll be here Saturday night for old-time rock and roll melodies. The Solid Gold Dancers will be here. Hank's mom and dad sent him something from the South for the potluck.
Pickled pig feet and pickled chitlins. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy!
Joanne, what is your dish to pass? It's empty. You're supposed to put something in it.
Sorry!
Hey, rock and rollers, we hope you'll join us Saturday night for old-time rock and roll hoot and hijinks and some great rock and roll from the likes of the year of 1964, our featured year. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing, and you'll help us program the show, I hope. So be along with us between 6 and midnight Saturday night. Those Were the Days is sponsored by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Turbo's in Hub City, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Jay's Power Center. Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog possible, and a low of 57. Clouds gradually increasing Wednesday and a high of 82. Showers likely by midnight Wednesday night, possibly a thunderstorm and a low of 63. Thursday, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms and a high of 77. Friday, still cloudy, humid with off and on showers and a high of 76. Sunshine and 79 for a high on Saturday.
Never been one for poetry until I saw forever staring back at me. And it's got you, you, you written all over it. All I wanna do, do, do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. I'm talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. And everything about my life getting sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the bottom to the top of my list, it's got you. All over it. I'm gonna carve our names in a sycamore tree. Gonna put them with power everybody can see. Gonna shout it from the rooftops up to the stars so everybody knows this little boy's heart's got you, you, you written all over it. All I wanna do, do, do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading.
That was Eric Goodvin with Written All Over It on Country and Community. Our time is 6:36, and our temperature is currently 81 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. And we do have a guest in our studio. It's Mike Justin, the new director of emergency services for Richland County, here to report on a spill that occurred today, earlier today. And thanks a lot, Mike, for being with us. And what would you like to share with our listeners about what happened?
Well, Tim, thank you again for always being willing to take my phone calls and I'm sorry about that.
Tim, I just want to say thank you again for always being willing to take my phone calls and get me in here to share updates when needed, and sincerely appreciate the partnership here. As many people probably have seen, maybe heard, there's quite a few emergency vehicles down there at Highway 80 and Highway 14. That is a result of an industry in town had a chemical leak earlier today. We were notified of that around 14:45, so 2:45 this afternoon. And there were some chemicals involved in some boiler water that got released into a storm drain system. That storm drain system does go to a catchment area before it goes to the Pine River. And that's that area where we're seeing all the emergency vehicles. We are now in the mitigation stage, not a prevention, oh my goodness, response stage. So Richland Center Fire is the incident command of the incident currently. The city emergency manager, Kevin Melby, and myself, obviously county emergency manager, have also been there since the beginning. Richland County Emergency Management is supporting the incident and operations with any and all resources, coordination, also working closely with our state regional emergency management director, Darren Gudgeon, which people probably know he's the former emergency manager of Richland County, so it's been great to have him as a resource. So the chemicals flowed to a rainwater catchment area. So state DNR is involved. The Vernon County Hazmat Team is out there as well. Basically, all the people that are really smart and have all the right answers and probably a few too many resources to mitigate this are there because we wanted to make sure that everybody was safe and everything was mitigated as quickly as possible. There are no immediate threats or hazards to human life, to animal life, to cattle life. If your cattle get water for the Pine River, they're safe to continue to do so. We believe that we've got everything kind of stopped where it needs to be, and we're working on with the state DNR and some marine biologists on getting all of that sucked back up into some vacuum trucks. There is no major cause for concern. If there was, we would have gotten this out way sooner. We're working on putting together a press release right now officially, but I wanted to at least jump on the radio real quick and share with everybody kind of the gist of what's going on. Most importantly, no action needs to be taken by anybody around this area. There's no chemicals in the air. There's nothing of that nature. The situation is under control. And again, we are working in a mitigation strategy of keeping it where it's at, which we've accomplished that. Now we're just a matter of getting it out. The spill itself is no longer active. We do plan on sharing some more updates when able, more specifics of maybe, you know, what this stuff was, all those other details that we're still putting all those pieces together on. But I just wanted to get over here as quickly as I could to share that information.
Okay, we appreciate that. And nobody was hurt or got
no injuries. Nobody got sick. Nobody's no harm has been caused to anybody or anything that we can tell thus far from this spill. So I'm very proud of the fact of how everybody came together to work today. Richland Center Fire has been absolutely awesome with the incident command stuff and coordinating all of that. Working together with emergency management, DNR, Vernon County Hazardous Materials Team, who is our level B hazmat team that we use for Richland County. As soon as the phone calls were made, everybody has just stepped up to the plate and done a bang up job, lack of better terms. I'm really grateful to have the resources in this county that we have.
Well, great job. Yeah, great job in getting that under control. And thank you for sharing that information on that. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So is there anything else you wanted to add to it?
Yeah. So if there are questions or concerns after what I've shared, please do not call the dispatch center. Try and save them for emergencies if we can. They are kind of being inundated with phone calls right now asking about water quality and those other things. If there was an issue with water quality or we were concerned about the well-being of human life or animal life, this would have come out way sooner. We would have put out global alerts. People would have known about it. Sometimes no news is good news, and I'm sorry we didn't get news out a little bit quicker, but it's one of those things that we were in it, we were getting things accomplished, there wasn't a risk to people. It was just important to get things mitigated.
Okay, sounds good. And so then you said you'll probably have a full statement of that released. When will you be sending that out, tonight or tomorrow morning, or when will you be do that?
Absolutely. So we should have the official press release out, I'm hoping 7:30-ish. Okay. I was standing out there rough drafting it in my iPhone notes. So I thankfully have some smart people in our IT department within the county that are making it look a little bit more pretty now. But as soon as that draft is done, it'll be going out to everybody. You guys will get a copy of that as well. So you're welcome to share that as you see fit.
Okay.
But yes. hopefully within the hour, we will have the official press release out.
Okay. And then that would be on the emergency management website.
So the emergency management Facebook page, the Sheriff's Department Facebook page, we will have it on the county website, all of the resource websites. Obviously, you guys will have it. We'll send out to the Observer as well. And we just have a canned list of folks we send out press releases to in areas that it gets posted. So it'll be hard to miss. Mm-hmm. But if you are not able to get a copy of the press release and you would like a copy, you could certainly give us a phone call. I can try and get it in an additional email to you, but it should be available in all those locations. But I can give our Richland County Emergency Management phone number if anybody has further questions on this. But again, we're just trying to divert calls away from the 911 center because they are overworked and understaffed, just like a lot of us are, and want to make sure they're available for those emergency calls.
Okay.
So our emergency management phone number is area code 608-647-8187. Okay. That phone isn't manned 24/7. I will do my best to get back to everybody if anybody calls there with any questions, but I appreciate everybody's patience and understanding with the situation. We're working hard. And again, no news was good news. So please don't assume that terrible things are happening or we're trying to hide things. That's not the case. And I really try to be transparent in the best ways possible. And sometimes we just got to work before we can talk.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thanks for passing along that information. So like I say, if they called in, call that number 608-647-8187 if they have any further questions on that.
Then. Absolutely. Again, biggest thing, everybody's safe and the official press release will be out within the hour. So thank you again, Tim.
Yep,
appreciate you a lot.
Well, Jim, we appreciate it. Mike, thanks very much. And thanks for stopping by and stay safe out there.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm in love with the thought of you when you were 22. A pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history. Mary can't get.
That was Lady A with Love You Back on Country and Community. And once again, thanks you for Mike, Justin, for being our guest in the studio. I'm giving an update on that spill that had occurred. And everything's under control, so there's no worries. But as he said, you can always check it out. And they'll have a release soon on the Emergency Management Facebook page. Or if you have any questions, you can call 608-647-8187. So, like I say, that's the main thing, that nobody got hurt and everybody's safe. So, like I say, we'll keep you up to date if anything else comes about that, and I'm sure they'll pass along any information if it changes as well. But everything should be safe for right now, everything should be safe totally in Richland Center. So, thanks again for Mike being our guest on our show and letting us know what's up.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-head grazing herd from a retirement in Lafayette County. Mostly Holstein, Brown Swiss, and a few red and white. Herd is bred for late spring and summer and are bred back to a Black Angus bull. Young cows and milking as well. Plus, a high-quality run of fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
100.9 WRCO.
Dog tags hanging from the rear view. Old skull cannon.
shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's all right. People got their ways of coping, when I got mine. I drive your truck.
That was Lee Bryce with I Drive Your Truck at 6:55. And just a little information I wanted to pass along to Mike Chustin, our guest who was in the studio. You had left your cell phone here, so if you want to stop on by at your convenience, we have it here at the station for you. So be sure to stop on by, Mike, and that way you can pick up your phone. All right, coming up next, we have Kelsea Ballerini with Noah Kahan with Cowboys Cry 2.
He's as tough as the tattoos of his right arm, and I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard, 'cause growing up he had to go where the wind blew. He hides his heart and hurt 'cause he kinda had to. In a world that says saddle up and be a man, when the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry too. They may not let them fall down in their hometown, thinking they still got to prove that weather runs deep. When he's showing his skin, letting me in, that's when he's toughest to me. I never knew.
off the way my dad